flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, Keith. Woo! We'll get to Drake May coming up, but
congratulations to Drake
May.
Pro
Bowler,
first and foremost.
Drake May.
He's an engaged man.
Well, it's true. It's a big offseason.
That's good.
For that
That's
man.
Good stuff.
It is.
Pops the question, gets named to the Pro Bowl.
It's a good couple of weeks for him.
And
we'll never forget it.
We feel good about the future here in New England. With Drake May, Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
He's got a new head coach here. We hope the Patriots spend in the offseason.
Yep.
So a lot to get to on that front here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. I do think today is worth picking up with Ted Johnson's comments yesterday.
He got the people fired up.
On WEEI afternoons, he got the people buzzing. He got the people going.
That's what you want.
Is what he did.
Uh-huh.
And, well, Ted Johnson, I think even he'd tell you, maybe not Bill's biggest fan. And so the question came up. I don't know how organic it was during the show or how planned it was, but how much credit does Bill Belichick get for the Patriots dynasty versus Tom Brady and some of the other players? I was listening to Wiggy and Curtis go back and forth on this today.
Yeah, they didn't see eye to eye on that.
No, I would say not so much.
No.
And so just so everybody's on the same page, let's hear from Ted.
Okay.
His comments yesterday on, how much credit Bill Belichick deserves for the dynasty.
All right.
Look, I respect Bill, the coach, and I thought he was a phenomenal coach, and he was perfect for that team and that defense. And so I'd probably give him more credit for our success than maybe most people do.
Oh.
I think Bill was a huge reason we won those Super Bowls.
Hang on, so stop. Okay, more credit than most people.
So it's
that's got to be a big number.
Yeah, I guess so, because like around here, I would say it's pretty high. I mean, even now, people wish he was still the coach.
More credit than most.
More credit than most.
Yeah, not
so,
some. I bet I'm not the lowest.
All right, so
more credit than
more than
somebody
most?
Out there.
So that would be like 75%, 60% more than most.
Yeah, I mean, even something like 50 to me would be a massive number.
50 is a big number.
50 for Bill, 50 for Brady.
Yeah,
fine. Okay,
right.
So that's got to be a healthy number.
Okay,
more credit than most.
Yeah.
I'd probably give him more credit for our success than maybe most people do.
Maybe.
I think Bill was a huge reason we won those Super Bowls. And I'm pretty sure I said that.
The hugest?
Not the hugest.
Oh, okay,
but
good.
He was a big reason.
So you voted Brady.
Big, I don't
60,
remember that.
60-40, Ted?
I don't. You know, I do it. This is how I. You want me to chop it up?
Yeah,
I,
sure.
I go,
yeah.
I go 60, Brady.
Oh.
You ready for that? You're not going to like this.
No, I don't think
I'm
going to
love this.
30% others. 10% Bill.
That's Ted Johnson.
Let me ask you this.
Ted.
Did you just say, excuse me, did you just say 10% Bill Belichick?
Yeah.
More than most?
I would say that's not more than most of the people we hear from on this program.
So they did a good job at WEEI Afternoons on Twitter. That's the handle. And they pulled the clip out and they put in quotes, 10% Bill. And then it's, you know, they get into Ted Johnson doesn't give former Patriots coach Bill Belichick much credit for the Bill. But when you first, so you see that, that's what everyone's responding to.
Yeah.
But when you first listen to the clip, it like swerves you. It throws you off because he's like, I would give him more than most. And then he goes on to say all this other stuff. But I think to Ted's point, Ted's still giving Bill more credit than he would give other coaches.
Yeah, he's not giving any coach a lot of credit, I think would be the big
takeaway.
Right, because
I think they sort of dug into this a little bit. I think Hart probably asked him about like Andy Reid, for example, and things like that. I don't think he's giving Andy Reid 10% of the Chiefs credit. So he just views it differently. Like, what? That's his opinion. It comes from a guy who was on the team, played for Bill, so I don't think we can dismiss it. Also, this kind of flies in the face of a lot of people, and this is, it's not really a straw man. I just don't have anybody specifically. When you get the, you guys never played, you can't talk about it, you don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
All right. This guy played for him.
Are you thinking of anyone in particular?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm saying just like, curious. Text and tweet, you get that all the time.
Yeah, you didn't
play.
Yeah.
So he's like, you didn't play, like, what do you guys know? And I'm always like, oh, that'd be a great discussion. It was just former athletes.
Yeah.
And I'm just yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But if you haven't played and you can't weigh in on it, then you got to then agree with Ted, who played for Bill Belichick and still only wants to give him 10% of the dynasty's credit.
Yeah, now the number I think that's flying a little under the radar in this, and you guys can jump in on it all day long, 617-779-7937. That's the phone number for Jones and Keefe. It's also the text line. You can interact there as well as on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also chat there. Always a healthy conversation going on Twitch. And watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. 30% for others that's a wild number.
You think that's too high?
Way too high.
I don't know. Ty Law's one of the others.
Okay, let me play
Ty
the game.
Law should probably get 10%
himself. I like Ty Law. So you really want to?
If I want to slice it up? Yeah, Ty gets some. Seymour gets some.
How much Wiggy get?
Wiggy? 3%?
I mean, the man launched the thing.
I mean, without Snowball, where are we?
Good point.
There might not even be sports radio in this town if it wasn't for the Snowball.
I mean, if we keep handing out credit like this, Bill's 10 is a great percentage 10. For Bill. So I don't know. Like,
how many percents do I have?
So play the game for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
In Tampa, just to not
Bruce
make
Arians
it, make
gets
it about
50%.
Biases for the Patriots.
Yeah.
How much are we giving like other players in Tampa, and how much are we giving? I'd be like 90-10 Brady.
Yeah,
is what I would be.
Yeah,
just kind of think that's the way it is here too. Giving 30% to others just feels like
I feel like
a bit much. And also, I get Ted's part of those.
He was
others.
One of the others.
I get it.
So like, I get it. So that, right. So
I get why he feels that way. Yeah. I don't feel that way.
No, it is tough because you don't want to completely like whistle past Adam Vinatieri, Richard Seymour, Ty Law, like legit Hall of Fame players.
Mm-hmm.
Like even Gronk, Edelman, like you're just going to like go past those guys and the plays that they made. But then you also think of like, a lot of those guys when they played in the league without Brady and how much success they had. So no, Brady gets far and away the most credit. And as the years have gone on, we now give him even more, right? Like all the evidence post 2019 makes you think, all right, more goes to Brady. So even if in 2014, 2016, many fans were probably like 50-50.
Yep.
Brady Bill. And I know that's sort of disrespectful to the other players, but like that's where it came down to. I think overall it was like 50-50.
Oh, and I think until late career Brady, I think it was always more Bill than Brady.
Maybe a little bit more Bill, like with the defense, you know, especially early on in that tenure. But I would say, 50-50. Maybe somebody would argue 60-40. Maybe they'd give the 60 to Bill. Maybe they'd give the 60 to Brady. But it was very close. And really, those were the only two guys even getting any of the credit pie in the scenario. But then we've seen an extended stretch with Bill without Brady. And we also saw Brady play 3 years without Bill. And that obviously is going to change the tide a little bit. I still give Bill a lot of credit. Like I probably give him more than you do. Oh, I certainly give him more than Ted does.
I think you definitely do.
I definitely do. But I don't think it's close to the amount that Brady deserves.
Yeah.
Like at this point. I do give Bill credit for developing Brady because I think that gets discredited. Like Brady showed up into the league as a stud. He obviously didn't show up into the league as a stud if he was a six-round pick. So I think he had to get coached up. He was in a good position to win. And, you know, the whole thing with, like, going back to Brady or staying with Brady even when Bledsoe came back, I don't know how many coaches would have done that, how many coaches would have kept four quarterbacks. Like, all that crap I do give Bill credit for.
Yeah, oh, well, that's the biggest thing to give him credit for, not drafting Brady.
Keeping him on the roster.
Keeping him on the roster. Sticking with him, I do think is slightly overrated. It doesn't mean it wasn't a good decision, but it's slightly over. They were winning a bunch of games with Brady.
They were, but there's the old adage, you'll lose your job due to injury.
True, but Bill had just gone through a year plus of losing with Bledsoe, and he was finally winning with Brady.
Right.
And so I do give him credit for that. I just do think that gets, the context of it gets a little lost that they were winning a ton with Brady.
But it also wasn't Bledsoe
out.
300 yards, three touchdowns.
Nope,
and you're like, man,
it definitely wasn't.
I can't ignore this.
You could certainly see, hey, we're on to something, and if we just plug in a better quarterback, we can win at an even higher clip. So... What's this, Wiggy?
Yeah, Wiggy just texted me. He said, I had way more individual success without Brady.
That's a good point.
All right, well played.
You know what, Wiggy? Touche.
Touche. Yeah. Okay, let me twist it. The others had less.
Everyone but Wiggy.
No. The others had less team success.
Thank you.
Individual success, Jermaine Wiggins, great example. Two Pro Bowl snubs with the Vikings. Look up the stats. Should have been a Pro Bowler. Had very high Madden ratings. We did this years ago. Yeah. Very high Madden ratings.
Much higher after Brady than with Brady.
Much higher. Because he actually got the ball fed to him.
Yep, true.
Dante Culpepper knew where his meals were cashed. Deep to Moss, short to Wiggy.
So here's what I'd say. Yeah. Wiggy, if you're listening. Wiggy and Curtis were going back and forth pretty good this week.
They were.
And I'm on the Curtis side of the street on that, but, you know, Wiggy was there. Wiggy knows. I don't dismiss his
stance. Did they ever throw a number out? Because everyone's jumping on Ted 10.
The text line is saying that Wiggy was giving him, like, 50%. I don't know that I specifically heard that, but the text line is saying that.
How much would you give Bill, just for the sake of argument?
I mean, I'd probably go, like, 50-40-10 if we're giving others credit. Like, 50-40-10, something like that.
50 Brady.
Yeah.
40
Bill. 10 for the others.
Oh, that's way higher than I thought you would have done.
Yeah,
forget it. Like, we're probably about the same.
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
You know?
Oh, I thought you were going to be like,
give me your number, and then I can hedge a little bit. I can position
Joe's
myself
99-0.
No, I like 40%.
Yeah.
I think 40% is very fair. I think you could even say like 35, 33, if you wanted to really, depending on how much you want to lean on Vinatieri, Wiggy, Corey Dillon, Gronk. Like, if you really want to like get into that, like, that's fine. Brady should have the biggest number, and even maybe Brady should have 51% just so you can be like, all right, he had, add up everybody else, he was still the most important. But for people that are like 80 for him and like, you know, or in like 10 or lower, but even 40, I think, is a very respectable number for
the
a head coach.
The problem for the others, right? Quote unquote others. Ted wants to give 30% to the others.
There was a different groups. There were.
They won with different linebackers, Ted. They won with different safeties. They won with different tight ends. They won with different wide receivers. They went through different running backs, offensive linemen.
Yeah.
It was a whole different group, which makes it even Ty Law, who was spectacular.
Do you give Kraft 40%?
No, Kraft, I legitimately give zero.
Yeah, okay.
And so, 50, 40, 10, something like that.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And here's one thing that I do think gets a little lost, because I thought Wiggy made a good point about Chris kept leaning in, well, Brady won a Super Bowl after Bill. And it's like, well, Brady was Tom Brady at that point.
Yes.
He wasn't just some quarterback.
Oh, it's such an unknown.
Yeah.
We don't know what Bill or what Brady's career would have been if he got drafted by another team. So you can really argue both sides of that.
I'll tell you what I believe.
Okay.
What I believe is that Brady would have found a way to win Super Bowls without Bill. I believe that. There's no way to prove it. But the example I always use is Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner was with the Packers. He went to Stacking Groceries, the Arena Football League.
Oh, he was with the Rhine Fire, wasn't he?
He went with
NFL Europe.
He won with the Rams.
Yeah.
He got back to a Super Bowl later on with Arizona. He was talented. And Brady's way more talented than Kurt Warner. Where Kurt Warner wound up didn't really matter. He was going to win a Super Bowl, be an MVP, get back to a Super Bowl, didn't really matter. And so that's the example I always use, because Warner was undrafted, or was he a late round pick? I don't even remember anymore.
Warner, I think, was undrafted.
Brady was a late round pick. And so, you know, if he bounced around, let's say he was drafted by the Cleveland Browns in their scenario, and he went on to a second team, I believe Brady would have won, but I have no way of proving that.
I don't think he would have won seven,
though. I agree with that.
You know,
he wouldn't have won seven, but I think he would have won more than one. I think he would have won multiple.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, we can't say he's the greatest player of all time, and it's like, well, if he got drafted by somebody else, we never would have heard of him. It's like, well, you do have to give him some credit, because that's the other thing. I give Bill credit for helping develop Tom Brady. I think you have to. He was the head coach for 20 years of his career. But then you can also say, well, if Bill was so great at developing quarterbacks and like late round pick quarterbacks, how come he didn't do that with literally anybody else?
It's a good counterpoint.
Right? Like, and I'm actually more pro Bill, I think, than most. I'm like, Ted says that. Like, I feel like that I actually am. But didn't develop any in Cleveland, just kind of played hot potato, got rid of the incumbent, and then just none of those guys. Like, Eric Zier was one of his guys.
Mm-hmm.
Bledsoe, we saw kind of how that played out. His best years were without Belichick. Mac Jones, like, okay, you're decent enough 1 year, and then you helped submarine him, even though he might suck on his own. Did you really find a guy in Brissett or in Garoppolo or in Cam Newton
Bailey Zappi? You found guys who could play in the league.
Well, okay.
And
have
careers, but you didn't find a guy.
No. And even if you found those guys, you drafted all those guys higher than Tom Brady, and they all weren't even, and I know comparing to Tom Brady is not fair to those guys, but like not even a fraction,
right.
not even close. So, that's why I'm with you. I think Brady would have found success at some time, but the fact that it worked out so well for him where he won three Super Bowls in his first 4 years as a starter, that is probably hard to replicate.
It might not have started that quickly for Brady. I think Brady would have found a way to win more than one Super Bowl regardless of where he wound up. He's that good. And if you don't think he would have, then you don't think Brady's that good, is what I would say. But one thing that's warped about Bill is our view of the Cleveland Browns now. Bill spent 5 years in Cleveland. He made the playoffs once.
Beat the Pats.
He did beat Bill Parcells.
He's got to win.
He had
win
four losing seasons. I think now we look at it and we go, oh, he was with the Browns. That's a disaster franchise. He took over the Browns after one losing season. They were in the playoffs the 5 years before that.
Yeah.
And they had two other playoff appearances in the 80s. The Browns
Barney could spin it.
The Browns were not a bad franchise when Bill got there.
Right.
We look at it like they're the modern-day Cleveland Browns and they're a disaster and an awful franchise. Bill took over a pretty good situation.
But also what happened is...
And did terribly.
Yeah.
Then got a second chance with the Pats and was off to another terrible start before
Brady. Well,
they
bottomed out after him, too.
Correct.
To your point, which makes him look, I guess, a little bit better. Because when Stefanski won a playoff game a couple years ago, it was their first win since Bill.
Bill built the Ravens into an eventual Super Bowl team. So you got to give Bill credit for that.
He did have a line when he was talking to Scratchy yesterday where he was saying something about, like, he was going overboard about giving players a lot of credit. And he's like, you know, in New England, and like when we got good in Cleveland, he like made some line to also like prop up his Cleveland days.
No, the
it's
one
like,
year
we can go back and look at
the
it.
The 1 year you were good in Cleveland, right. Bill, is right. What you mean. So Bill really never did anything without Brady. I don't think that's too harsh to say.
No.
He never really did anything without Brady before or after Brady. And we can't prove the other way. What would Brady be early in his career without Bill? But we know early Bill. And Cleveland disaster.
And not to relive yesterday's show, you can check out the Odyssey app for that. But when we were comparing Andy Reid and Bill Belichick, it's like, all right, Mahomes and Brady are so good, they might be coach-proof. Like, they'd be good anywhere. All right, so take those guys out. Both Reid and Belichick have been in the league at least enough to have a bunch of other years. And how do those guys do? How did Donovan McNabb and Alex Smith and Michael Vick, maybe another guy in there, like, how did those guys do?
Yeah.
Cobb.
We looked it up.
I forgot the other guys that were for Reed, but the guys with Belichick, not great.
Bill had a .444 win percentage without Brady, two playoff appearances. Reed had a .601 playoff percentage, or winning percentage rather, without Mahomes, 13 playoff appearances before he ever got Mahomes.
So that's the one that, I mean, is I still think Belichick greater than Reed, but that is an advantage for Reed.
Okay. We both think Bill greater than Reed today.
Yes.
Come talk to us on Monday. Come talk to us on Monday, two Mondays from now, depending on how things go.
Talk to us Monday as well. Yeah, we won't have an answer then.
Talk to us every day. We'll still have the same opinion. So I just wonder if, you know, and this happens, and I'm guilty of this, overreacting to a headline, black and white, there's no gray. I'm very guilty of that at all times. But I think Ted's real point is he's not giving any head coach a lot of credit. So does Ted Johnson have a point about that? Bill 10%, you can think it's crazy. That's fine if you do. You can weigh in, 617-779-7937. I know a lot of you feel that way. Do head coaches get too much credit in the NFL, I think is Ted's real point.
Yeah.
And I think he might be onto something there if you want to get into those weeds a little bit. This is not all we'll talk about today. Drake May is a Pro Bowler. Is that a good or a bad thing? We can get into that for a guy who maybe didn't deserve to go to the Pro Bowl this year. It is a Celtics Wednesday. We're going to talk to Terp coming up at high noon, get all his thoughts on the Celtics. I thought Mego had some interesting stuff this morning on Jeff Lurie and the rumors about him as future owner of the Celtics. Plus, what's wrong with the Seas? We'll get to that again with Terp at high noon. Bruins were fantastic last night, Keefe.
What happened to the Bees?
It was a really good showing from the Bruins last night.
They did run up into a uniform juggernaut. Oh,
it was a uniform bloodbath last night.
That Sabres uniform is nice.
You bring back those Hasek,
the Pat LaFontaine.
Alexander McGillney Sabres
all
uniforms.
Blues. Oh, my God.
We are talking.
Because I turned the game on. I'm like, I know the Sabres are in last place. This should be an easy game for the Bruins. And you're like, oh.
You're like, how many saves the Dominator got?
The all blues look pretty nice. Is that Alexander McGillney on the left side there?
McGillney, the wraparound from McGillney in NHL 94.
Unstoppable.
I don't believe anyone ever stopped it.
Is that Dale Hawerchuk? Who is that? What a squad.
You mean Dave Andrechuk? Is he on that team?
I might be
getting that confused.
Him too.
I'm out of Sabres callbacks. So you can jump in on the Bruins as well. 617-779-7937. Billy Lanny with all the latest here in trending. Let's get back to, all your thoughts on how much credit Bill deserves versus Tom Brady and the others, quote unquote. That's Ted Johnson's comments yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. And Drake May's a Pro Bowler. That sounds like a good thing. Is it? We'll do that right after the update.